I'm Clyde Lewis. You're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Coming to you live all over the country, all over the world, thanks to many affiliates across the United States and internet. Aftermath.fm, that's aftermath.fm. Go there and listen to the show. We are live broadcasting online from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. That's Pacific time. And also TalkStream Live is airing our show online and also giving you links to radio stations across the country that are actually playing this program tonight. Today is one of those days that, no matter how much planning goes into a show, there are so many things happening right now that you can't keep up. And there's so many conflicts and problems and situations going on in the major cities that it's difficult to actually bring people onto the program or at least get phones or what. I mean, let's just say this. Today's show is going to be just you and me. One of the things that happened as I was preparing the show tonight is somebody had sent me photos of France. Remember last night we were talking about the beheadings. We were talking about the problems in the churches and the terrorist activity. Well, photographs from France tonight, traffic on the roadways there, backing up for 435 miles. Can you imagine a traffic jam of about 435-mile-long traffic jam? Why? Because people are fleeing France, Paris. They're fleeing for the countryside because of France's lockdown. And they're locking down. I mean, Israel has been locked down. They had a power failure, a massive power failure after their lockdown in Israel. Now Paris, France, locking down to slow the spread of the resurgent coronavirus infections. There are people, just a few people, hurrying along the sidewalks as the nationwide restrictions went into effect. This image, this dystopian image of cars, log jam, stretched 435 miles, reminded me of some of the most terrifying horror films dealing with things like asteroids hitting the planet and other things. You know how you see the traffic jams and people just can't, like in, 2012? Remember the movie 2012? Remember the movie Armageddon? Remember the traffic jams? This is what you see in France right now. We're going back again. We're going to the return of the dark days of the spring, but this time it's the dark winter. The virus cases are swelling in Europe. And many countries are going back to lockdown mode. They want to keep their citizens inside. And it's going to be this way for week's end. Because they're saying the infections are hitting record levels in a lot of countries, and many are now resorting to severe restrictions again. In France, concerns are growing that the rising infections are going to swamp the country's health system, so authorities ordered another four-week lockdown, which starts tonight. And many of the areas of Paris resemble a regular lazy weekend morning on what would normally have been a bustling weekday. And those who are out frequently, they were basically kept in their homes. They have to have permission slips. They have to have documents now to be allowed on the streets. Today I was leaving my house. I was getting ready for work. And I was looking at my wife and I said to her, I says, are we going to have a boring Halloween? And she looked at me and she says, I guess so, honey. You know, she even bought a costume this year. And she had one last year. She was Harley Quinn this year. She was thinking about going as Catwoman. And I bought what I thought was a realistic mask online, but when I got it, it was just a cheap, stupid mask. I couldn't even fit over my head. They said, oh, it fit over anybody's head. It's lifelike. Doesn't look lifelike. In fact, it was so hideous that Liam was afraid of it. We have it on our hat rack. So it's scary when you come downstairs in the dark and you see this head on the hat rack. So I said to her, well, maybe we can make the best of it. You know, I'm doing a Fringe Fest tomorrow. I'll be online on the Fringe FM, making an appearance, and also I'll be doing a chat. We'll talk about that later on Beyond Zero tonight, I'm sure. But Halloween, I was just saying, you know, maybe we'll pop some popcorn, honey. Maybe we'll watch some horror movies. I mean, we like horror movies. We'll watch them, or some sci-fi fun, maybe some old horror films. You know, we'll just have a little bit of fun with that. Halloween, at least a darker version, has been happening in our reality since last March, and now people are more into the election than they are dressing up and going out to party. We're being told we shouldn't go out to parties, we should keep our distance again. I heard somebody giving a weather forecast saying, and Halloween is you're keeping your distance. And I'm like, oh my God. It's just like you hear, like, don't do this, don't do that, don't go to Halloween parties, don't trick or treat, don't. People are fleeing France right now. They're so terrified. They're terrified of the lockdowns. They don't want to be locked down. They want to be free. They want to do what they want. So they're leaving France. They're going to the countrysides of other places. We keep being warned that if we do anything for Halloween or do anything for Thanksgiving or Christmas, it's going to promote the spread. Trick-or-treating, not officially banned that I know of, but it's being discouraged. People were actually horrified to learn that the Peanuts Halloween special, It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, would not be airing on broadcast TV this year as usual. Now, It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown is an autumn staple for many people, and it usually airs on network TV throughout the month of October. For me, it was always, you know, turning on CBS and watching it there, you know, every year. Now it's streaming on Apple TV, and it's being used as a way to get people to subscribe to their new platform. Today, we had a tradition kind of blow up in our faces, having Diabolus Rex on the program as a guest. We traditionally have him on for years, but he called to tell us that he had a conflict in his schedule, and so he'll not be with us this year. So, as I was contemplating what to do, or what to say this year, I thought that maybe I would have everyone tonight listen, and we need to talk. You know, we need to talk about some things right now. And I wanted to do something that I've never done. I don't think anybody's done this. I want to give something that I call my Halloween message. No music, no rattling of bones, no, you know, nothing I usually do. I mean, I usually do something theatric, or I play a lot of weird music, or I do a lot of weird things. I play the montages, of course, but that's what I do all the time. Because I say every day is April Fool's and every night is Halloween on Ground Zero, and we've been doing this for some time. But, so I've been contemplating my Halloween message. I mean, every Thanksgiving and Christmas, there are leaders, politicians, and even talk show hosts that love to give you that message of thanks, or the Christmas message of good cheer, or, you know, and there are plenty of historical looks at the first Thanksgiving, of course. And now the Hallmark Channel isn't even waiting for the frost on the pumpkin. It's been doing Christmas now for weeks on the network. People have been watching Christmas specials even before Halloween was even discussed. And so I'm kind of thinking that there really hasn't been a moment on the radio or elsewhere where someone gives a Halloween message. I mean, I've been, you know, spinning a lot of paranormal, scary paranormal shows for the holiday, but in reality, there's no real special message that is given for All Hallows Eve. So, without the help of the Great Pumpkin, without any tricks or treats or any whistles and bells or explosions or anything, or a magister of a dark brotherhood, I'm going to give you my Halloween message. And I promise you that as I was reading over my notes, I realized just how dark it is right now. How this time of year is darker now than it's ever been. And it may be scary for a lot of people, but it needs to be said, things need to be talked about, because this Sunday, the days will be darker as we add one more hour to an already horrible 2020. We're counting the days till the chaos that the elections will bring. Many of us are afraid to leave our homes. We're not trick-or-treating. We're not doing any of this. So tonight, I figured it was time to actually sit down and talk about Halloween, about the Halloween message. I don't think anybody has a Halloween message, but I have a Halloween message I want to share with you tonight. So get yourself a cup of coffee, pop some popcorn, do whatever you need to do, because I'm going to deliver a Halloween message tonight. It's my attempt at trying to piece together some of the things I've seen, some of the apocalyptic images I've seen today out of France, and some of the other things that are going on that need to be discussed, especially now before we go into the election cycle, which is going to be after this weekend. We're already seeing, businesses being boarded up, all kinds of things going on in our city. What about your city? It's some crazy times. So tonight, the Halloween message, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I'm Clegg Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. I'm Clegg Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.